Okay, the Deputy National Security Advisor in the White House, Ben Rhodes, has said as far as this Africa-US summit is concerned, the US brings something unique to the table. What is it that the United States can offer in terms of African policy that other nations cannot?
Well, first of all, I think there is no country that is as entrepreneurial and that combines science and technology and innovation in the way that we do. Our companies, I believe, are really unique in that regard, and we have many of them already involved in Africa. I mean, we have a company like General Electric. For years, it's been doing business in Africa. We have Dow Chemical. For years, it's been doing in Africa. I mean, they have a huge number of projects going. So we have experience. And we don't come into a place, as some countries do, with a simple deal and simple finance and bring our workers in or something else.
Which countries do you think you can play with all of that? Is that China in brackets? No.
What I'm saying is we come in, I think, with a willingness to work in ways that train employees, build something, and increasingly people are looking at the downstream investment impacts for the long term here. I mean, look, these things evolve. Nothing happens overnight. But over the course of time, I think the U.S. brings a remarkable set of disciplines and of capacity and technology for transfer that is critical to Africa at this point.